Lance Armstrong and members of his Live Strong Foundation are in Kansas City this week. They plan to open a new soccer stadium that will bear the Live Strong name. The owners of Kansas City's Major League Soccer team will donate millions of dollars to the foundation. In return, the owners hope the popular Live Strong brand will attract new fans. This is, however, a bit of a gamble, considering the controversy surrounding Live Strong's founder. Laura Ziegler reports.
When Lance Armstrong was in Kansas City for the press conference announcing the partnership between Live Strong and the city's Major League Soccer team, he took time to poke a little fun at the sport.
Soccer, that sport where, you know, they fall down and roll around and act like their knees hurt.
What followed, though, was a detailed explanation of an innovative experiment by both Live Strong and the team, which goes by the name Sporting KC. Team owners, led by the founders of the Cerner Corporation, want the new stadium to promote more than soccer. Cerner is a leader in the electronic medical records field. Its executives say they want to build a destination, a community around those affected by cancer and who embrace the healthy lifestyle that Live Strong represents. But then there was this.
Tell me what you saw in terms of what Lance Armstrong took in performance-enhancing drugs.
He took what we all took. There was EPO, there was testosterone.
On May 22nd, 60 Minutes aired what Ad Magazine called the most damning interview yet about the allegations of doping against the seven-time Tour de France winner. Lance Armstrong's teammate Tyler Hamilton said the celebrity athlete helped him get performance-enhancing drugs and that he'd seen Armstrong use them too. None of the bad press that followed slowed construction on the Live Strong Stadium site or ticket sales, which executives say have exceeded projections. A two-acre plaza outside will one day have restaurants, a hotel, and offices, says the team's vice president, Dave Ficklin.
We're going to work to make it really the living room, if you will, for the whole western side of the metropolitan area. Farmers markets can be a beginning or an end of a charity race. It's a gathering space, a critical part of the fabric of this whole area.
Club owners know the Lance issue could be a potential problem, but CEO Rob Heineman says the Live Strong Stadium won't suffer, even if charges are brought against Armstrong.
I think we'd all work through it.
Did you talk to him about it?
We have, yeah. And I mean, it's something that you kind of have to look him straight in the eye and say, hey, what happens if? You know, those are kind of conversations that we all keep internally, but I think we're very comfortable with where the relationship is, and in the event that something would pop up, we'll deal with it.
Owners won't say if their contract protects them should Armstrong be charged with a crime. University of Missouri, Kansas City marketing professor Gene Brown says Lance Armstrong will always be the face of Live Strong for most people. And according to a Nielsen marketing survey, his brand is already beaten down.
So Lance Armstrong, that brand impacts Live Strong, and the two together impact Sporting KC. So that should be Sporting KC's concern at the moment.
Lance Armstrong's many fans believe his heroic comeback from cancer and the foundation he created will always outweigh any alleged misdeeds. Investors in the Live Strong Stadium are hoping that kind of support will endure. For NPR News, I'm Laura Ziegler in Kansas City.